Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
Summer is here. Okay, maybe it's not quite the official start of summer yet, but summer is coming very, very soon in most of the United States. So as far as I'm concerned, summer is here.
Hey guys, it's Kristen. We are going to jump into the episode in just a second, but before we do, I need to tell you about the Busy Mom's Guide to Meal Planning. It's going to teach you a 15-minute process that will take the stress out of mealtime. So you no longer have to hear, what's for dinner tonight? Stress about what you're going to throw in the oven when you get home for work, or deal with figuring out mealtime when you have been at an evening of activities at school. The answer to your family's dinnertime questions is the Busy Mom's Guide to Meal Planning. In this guide, it is going to take you step by step through defining healthy for your family, finding new recipes in places you might not expect, planning meals around your schedule, not planning your schedule around meals, and having a plan at the grocery store so you don't end up with more than you need and spending money on junk you don't want in your house. Click the link in the show notes to grab your guide for $9.95. The guide will be emailed to you to print out, fill out, and send you on your way. Soon you're going to be rocking mealtime and you're going to forget that that stress ever existed.
My kids are on summer break. I'm sure a lot of other schools are getting close to that if they are not already. We have fun in the sun, graduation parties, family cookouts, beach trips, sporting events, tailgating, and more going on. Personally, summer is my favorite time of the year. I get excited for it all, but it's also the most chaotic because we are rolling into the end of sports season over here. We are getting ready for summer stuff. We've got a trip planned, all kinds of things. Those parties, cookouts, sporting events, times in the sun also mean a lack of routine. And if you know me, you know I live for my routines. So this week, I have started shifting my routine around, focusing on different aspects and different goals. The lack of routine tends to mean more food, not often the healthy kind, and also can sometimes mean less opportunity to hit the gym. I am going to start out by saying that this shift in routine, the more food, not the healthy kind, and the less opportunity to hit the gym, is not a bad thing. Sometimes we need to loosen up our routine. We need to ditch the structure. We need to give our bodies that kind of freedom, but not to the point of destroying our bodies for 3 straight months. As a nutrition coach, I've had a few conversations of, I'll start after summer when life calms down. To that, I respond, so you're going to start when we're back in school, sports kick it back in, meet the teacher nights, homework picks up, you know, all those spirit weeks come in. You know, the conversation tends to go, well, maybe in October or November. And I say, oh, great, right as the holidays are going to hit. Okay, fine, maybe January. If you've had this conversation in your head or you've had this conversation with a friend, it's time to rethink your goals and your current habits. As we are rolling into the summer, we are going to ditch the mindset of hot girl summer and we're going to make it easier because we're going to focus on healthy girl summer. We're all hot girls. We don't need to have a hot girl summer. We always have a hot girl summer. The healthy girl summer is one that we're going to really focus on this year. Instead of worrying about how you look in that two-piece and what others are going to say about you at the beach, what if we start to focus on the habits that make us feel like the best version of ourselves, regardless of what other people say? There are so many different things and different circumstances that can allow us to have a healthy girl summer, regardless of what's going on. Research actually suggests that the best time to take care of your health is when you're the busiest. You are more likely by setting goals in a busy season of life to carve out time to get it done because you are so busy that the only way that it's going to happen is by making time for it. So instead of focusing on maybe I'll start in January because January is 6 freaking months away, let's focus on things you can do this summer to actually help you have a healthy girl summer. For starters, focus on what you can control. With all of the different situations you're going to be in, nailing your nutrition plan 100% of the time is not realistic. And that's okay. Now let me repeat that. With all of the different situations you're in, nailing your nutrition plan 100% of the time is not realistic. And that's okay. It's okay not to nail your nutrition 100% of the time. It's going to happen. Like I said, we've got cookouts, we've got family parties, we've got other things going on, we've got sports, travel, etc. When you are home, when you are able to, stick with your routine. Eat the same types of food you've been eating all spring and winter. Eat the healthy foods, eat the vegetables, the whole foods. Guess what? They're cheaper right now, so it's even better. When you are out and about, when you're at those parties, that's where your will, your determination, and your goals are going to come into play. If your goals are to balance it this summer, then balance it. Look at your food options that you have at that cookout. Is it pizza? Is it grill food? Is it all kinds of pasta salads? Great. How can you balance it there? Or what can you do when you get home to balance out what you ate? Is there fruit and veggie options to go with the pizza? Great. Fill half your plate with vegetables and the other half with that slice of pizza. You get the best of both worlds. I can give you 100 scenarios, but the point is, focusing on what you can control is going to give you the best outcome. If you know that you aren't going to feel great eating 3 pieces of pizza, don't eat 3 pieces of pizza. Yeah, maybe you're hungry. Reach for the vegetables, reach for the fruits, reach for something that's going to make you feel like a better version of yourself, and have a small piece of pizza. It's not about limiting yourself because of the calories, fats, etc. It's about finding what works for you and what's going to make you feel like the best version of yourself. Focusing on what you can control is going to give you the best outcome. You cannot control every scenario, and that's okay. And that's something to be well aware of going into the summer. The next thing you can do is drink your water. No, seriously, you had to know this one was coming from me. Regardless of your summer plan, staying hydrated can be the make or break part of your day. We can drink all the wonderful drinks. We can have the White Claws, LaCroix, whatever the trend is on TikTok this week. But our bodies need to be properly hydrated. And if you want the energy to power through the summer chaos, drink your water. Period. Besides drinking your water, pick different habits to focus on this summer. What is going to be your non-negotiables? In other words, what habits will you make sure to hit every single day or at least 80 to 90% of the time this summer? They don't have to be 100% of the habits every day. It's what habits can you hit as much as possible. So maybe some days you hit 4 habits, some days you hit 5, some days you hit 3. But what habits are you going to focus on? By having structure, having that little bit of non-negotiables in place is going to help you focus on healthy girl summer. It's not a make or break. If you miss one day of one of the habits, that's okay. Pick up and do it again the next day. It's not about being perfect. It's about being you in the situation you're in. So here are some habit ideas. Eat 4 to 5 different vegetables a day. Yes, this is something that for the most part you should be able to control, even if it means starting out with vegetables early in the day, like having spinach and eggs, or spinach in your smoothie, or making sure at the end of the day you're having carrots as a snack at night. There's a lot of things you can do around everything else that's going on that will make it possible to eat vegetables every day. Things like 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. Is it something that maybe you're going to have days you don't hit? Yeah, that's okay. If you're spending an entire day at the beach, you're getting there at 7 a.m. and you're leaving at 8 p.m., you might not hit 8,000, 10,000 steps a day, but you're also playing in the water, you're running around, you're doing other things. You will probably get pretty close regardless of whether you're trying or not. Eat 2 to 3 fruits a day. Yes, fruits probably are more appetizing than vegetables, but fitting fruits in is also a good way to build healthy habits. If you mix those fruits and vegetables into your day where you're trying to eat 2 to 3 fruits and 4 to 5 vegetables a day, you are golden for having a healthy girl summer. Maybe you're gonna try to hit a certain macro goal 6 days a week. Maybe your goal is simply going to be eat breakfast. If you are that person that grabs a coffee and a protein bar on the way out the door, let's reframe that going into the summer. Maybe your habit's going to be focusing on cooking dinner at home 6 nights a week. You've been eating too much fast food. You've been going out to dinner too much with everything going on. Maybe it's time to start planning your meals for this next round of busy season. Maybe another habit is taking your vegetables. Having non-negotiables and habits this summer will give you something healthy to focus on while working towards the best version of you in a busy season of life. Take it one step further and write them on a sticky note somewhere that you see daily to give yourself a little bit of a gut check. You know, maybe it's by your cabinet where you take your vitamins every night, or maybe it's by your bathroom mirror. So as you're getting ready for bed, you're washing your face, brushing your teeth, those could be habits too, do a quick mental check. Hey, how many vegetables did I eat today? What about fruits? Did I eat breakfast this morning? Where are my steps at? Did I take my vitamins today? Whatever your habits you choose to focus on, it'll give you a quick little mental check and remind you that you're having a healthy girl summer. Let's do it. Last but certainly not least, know your goals, but be realistic about them. If you are going into a season this summer where moving your body 6 days a week, 1 hour a day is not realistic. For example, maybe your form of movement is running outside, but you have two toddlers home and your partner works 12 hours a day and you don't like pushing a double stroller. Don't hold yourself to that standard. Maybe it's more like 4 to 5 days a week. Give yourself some wiggle room. Whatever your goals are, you need to make sure they're realistic. You'll end up disappointed if you hold yourself to this incredibly high standard and you don't meet it. You're more likely to give up a lot faster if you set super, super strict goals and focus on perfection versus setting realistic goals or habits that you want to build and focus on hitting them 80 to 90% of the time. If you're in a season where you do have time or you want to begin a health journey or weight loss journey and this is all new to you but you don't know where to start, find someone to help you with your goals. Someone like a nutrition coach, that's me, who can help you make your plans each week, who can help you figure out what habits to focus on to start, who can help you figure out, okay, this week we have 3 cookouts. How am I going to handle that? Together, we build that list of habits. We build those if-then situations that help you figure out getting the healthiest lifestyle in place. Most importantly, as you roll into Healthy Girl Summer, focus on what you want to focus on and know the outcome. If you're rolling into summer saying, I do not care this year, I'm giving up healthy, I'm going to live it up. I'm going to drink the drinks. I'm going to eat the desserts. I am going to throw the macros out the window. Don't be shocked if you see weight gain at the end of the summer. Don't be shocked when you end up in a position of not feeling your best. If you're going in with maintenance in mind, where you're going to continue where you've been going all spring, you're not going to add habits, you're not going to ditch habits, you're going to just keep going, great, rock it. You know where you are going to keep going, and it's going to be awesome. If you are going into summer with goals and you are going to hit them, you have the right mindset going into a busy season of life for you, and you can absolutely rock them. Be realistic and set yourself up for success. Whatever you choose to do, my friends, make it the best summer yet. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week.